Community connection, that is what we do each and every Saturday here on the mighty KGMI, mighty 790, 96.5 FM, KGMI.com. By the way, if you go to our website, look at the very top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that, scroll down. Click on Community Connection. Well, for one reason, because you can listen to all of our audio segments that we do. And every time you click on that, I get a shiny new dime. So, you know, my life's working out there. Anyway, Bill Davis, your host. Nice to see you again today. And thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Marcia Neal, Senior Agent, Vibrant USA. She's been there since 2005 with us to talk about Medicare health, Part D drug plans, stuff like that. I get a shiny new dime every time they click on podcast.
Wow, you must be rich.
Well, I'm working it. You know, that's my side hustle right now.
There you go.
So I'm working. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, where are we going today? Tell us a little bit about what you do and how we jump into this.
Okay, well, thank you. It's great to have the opportunity to share information about Medicare and individual insurance plans and let people know we're here at Vibrant USA as a resource to help folks seeking health insurance navigate all their options. We are an independent agency dedicated to staying unbiased and helping you enroll in the plan that best fits your needs.
Now, that's helpful. I understand. But now we're not in Medicare open enrollment right now, are we? We're not.
No.
Right?
No. Nope.
Okay. So I'm guessing that you're talking to a lot of folks who might be new to Medicare, you know, this time of year. When should they start thinking about enrolling? Like, you know, when should they contact you to kind of get the process rolling?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a great question. So if someone is turning 65 and currently on an individual health insurance plan, they will want to enroll in original Medicare Part A and Part B, and that is done through the Social Security office. So these folks have an enrollment window, which begins 3 months before their birth month, and 3 months after.
Okay.
So we recommend signing up for Medicare prior to their birthday to avoid any delays. We can then explain their options for health insurance plans to go along with their Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is still working in an on employer coverage, they can wait to enroll. So we are seeing people wait longer to retire these days. So it's very common to continue on your company plan well after you turn 65. People are eligible for Medicare when they turn 65, but if they are still working and have employer coverage, they can defer it or delay their Medicare.
I can sum up everything Marcia just said by saying, you don't gotta have to if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't enroll when you turn 65, and you're a retiring couple maybe a few years later. What is the timeline on that?
Okay, so if you're leaving or lose your group coverage, you have 8 months after your coverage ends to enroll into Medicare and choose a plan to go along with it. But to avoid months without health coverage or paying the expensive COBRA, we recommend you come to see us well before you are ready to retire so we can go over your plan options, cost, and next steps. Unfortunately, things like layoffs happen and suddenly people can be scrambling to get their Medicare figured out. Call us as soon as possible and we'll help you walk through the process.
Okay. Now, I have heard, I was warned about this, that there can be a penalty for not enrolling in Medicare on time. I think the government comes to your house, a couple of guys with dark glasses, and they knock on your front door and they say, why didn't you enroll? And then suddenly you disappear. You're off the face of the earth. You're
exactly.
No, the penalties aren't that bad. What about Part B, Part D? I mean, the penalties are not quite as bad as I described.
Right. So true. There can be penalties if you do not enroll in Medicare Part B or Part D, the prescription drug plan, when you're eligible. However, if you have employer coverage, it is very unlikely you will incur a penalty. If your group plan for drug coverage is as good or better than Medicare, and most of them are, that is considered creditable coverage. And as long as you can provide proof you had that coverage, you won't be penalized.
I'm just curious, is the penalization, obviously it's probably monetary. I mean, is it a sliding scale? I mean, does everybody pay the same thing?
No. Well, you do and you don't. So it's based on the number of months you go without a drug plan.
Gotcha.
So they penalize you 1% per month for every month you don't take it. Right. And then it's a lifetime penalty. They add it on to whatever drug plan you get.
Oh.
They add it on to your premium every month, and that it continues until you're gone.
So until you're gone? Until you're off the
until
planet?
Until you're off the plan. Yeah, until you're off the drug plan.
Wow. A penalty for life. Okay. Is there an option, though, to go on Medicare instead of my group plan if I'm working past 65, is that a good idea or am I confusing you?
Okay, well, let's talk about that. So it's something to think about. So you'll want to compare your current coverage, your premiums, and your out-of-pocket cost to decide whether it would make sense to, one, stay on your group plan and delay your Medicare, 2, go on Medicare and have it coordinate benefits with your group plan. Mm-hmm. Or 3, leave your group coverage and enroll into Medicare and a Medicare insurance plan to go with it. Anytime you decide to leave your company plan, you will have a special enrollment, even if you are still working. So basically, you can leave your group coverage anytime if you want to go on Medicare.
Wow. You see how confused I am? But you always unconfuse me every time you're in here. You guys at Vibrant USA obviously can help somebody decide what's best for them, because everybody's got different circumstances, different situations, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we do. We often encourage clients to stay on their employer plan if it's better coverage mm-hmm. than what they will receive with Medicare and the plans we sell. And as people near their 65th birthday or retirement, we really encourage attending one of our Medicare 101 seminars. Mm-hmm. We host 2 free virtual monthly seminars. We offer 1 at 10 a.m. and 1 at 5:30 p.m. And if you can't make a seminar, we also post Medicare 101 videos on our website.
Have you had any luck getting George Foreman and Joe Namath off my TV?
No? Yeah, well, oh. Some of those commercials have gone away. I've not seen near as many. I don't know about you, but yeah. I haven't seen near as many as they were going for a long time.
Here's the thing. I switch over a lot to, are you familiar with MeTV? It's one of the cable channels.
Yeah.
Apparently, they skew a little bit older because all I see is Joe Namath and Medicare Advantage and all these. J.J. Walker. And my head just starts exploding. I say, hey, I just want to get to my movie, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I have not seen him as much on the regular channels.
Well, then that's a good thing. I thank you so much. I sincerely hope that you worked very hard in that regard. Anything else brand new we want to talk about?
Well, just not brand new, but anybody who's on a supplement plan, there are 2 companies that are taking their rate increases in June and July. Actually, there's a few companies, and those rate increases can be pretty significant. And there might be, you know, supplements are the same no matter who you buy them from. So it might be a good time to shop the supplement plan. So if your listeners feel like they're getting a rate increase, they might want to take the time and make a call and then call us or their agent and just see if there's some lower priced supplements, because it doesn't matter what supplement you have. It's the same no matter who you buy it through. It's just the premium you pay.
Yeah.
So people need to be aware that they can actually make changes this time of year. You can change month to month on supplements. Mm-hmm. So if they're on a G, they could go to another G. They could change to a different plan. Our state is very flexible on that. Mm-hmm. So people should shop once in a while and just make sure they're not paying too much.
So when they call Vibrant USA and they're going to talk about supplement plans, you're going to answer the phone and say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. There's that many.
There are 10. Yeah, there's 10 different plans, but we're just here to help. And we can help people identify if there is something less expensive with the same coverage that they want. Yeah.
Well, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, okay, so anybody interested in attending a seminar or a meeting with one of our agents can go online at www.vibrantusa.com, or they can call in to our toll-free number, which is 866-733-5111, and our phone staff will be happy to assist them.
She is Marcia Neal, my good friend, and also a lady who is getting all those commercials that are bugging me off the air. Thank you so much for your hard work. And by the way, keeping us informed in all this. I really appreciate it, because it can be confusing.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah.
Good seeing you. Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. We'll continue with Community Connection here in a moment on KGMI.